NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Speer. Amid ongoing protests, Egyptian President Hosni Mubarak appeared on national television today. Mubarak saying he has asked his cabinet to step down, while at the same time also saying he will press ahead with social, economic, and political reforms. Mubarak called the protests against him part of a plot to destabilize Egypt and destroy the legitimacy of his regime. Protesters have been battling police in the streets of Cairo with stones and firebombs, calling for Mubarak to leave office. Sound of demonstrators outside the White House today calling for Mubarak to step down. Shortly after his address, Mr. Obama called on the Egyptian president to make good on his promise of democracy and opportunity. NPR's Scott Horsley has that story.
President Obama spoke by telephone with Mubarak shortly after the Egyptian president addressed his country following days of angry street protests. Mr. Obama says what's needed in Egypt are concrete steps towards greater freedom and opportunity. He warned both the government and demonstrators, violence won't settle the people's grievances.
Now, going forward, this moment of volatility has to be turned into a moment of promise.
Mr. Obama and his aides spent the day monitoring events in Egypt. The White House warns it may reconsider U.S. aid to that country, depending on what happens in the coming days. Scott Horsley, NPR News, the White House.
The U.S. economy has closed out 2010, growing at a slightly more energetic clip. Gross domestic product climbed 3.2% in the fourth quarter, a modest pickup from the 2.6% growth the previous 3 months. As NPR's Danielle Carson reports, the Commerce Department says consumer spending had a lot to do with it.
Key indicators help shift the economy into higher gear. Consumer spending grew by almost 4.5%, the biggest gain in 4 years. Exports and business spending on equipment and software also went up. Stuart Hoffman, chief economist at PNC Financial Services Group, says the economy has finally shifted from a recovery mode to one of actual growth.
When you get up to 3% GDP growth, you're what sometimes I call escape velocity, meaning the economy is on its way to a sustained expansion.
Economists say it will take this kind of growth for several quarters to chip away at the jobless rate. And even then, analysts say it will take several years for unemployment to drop back down to a more normal 5% level. For NPR News, I'm Danielle Carson in Washington.
Automaker Ford waiting with higher earnings numbers. However, the reports showing the company posting operating profits of 30 cents a share failed to excite Wall Street, which had been expecting more. One reason for the lower earnings was a more than $1 billion rise in costs, the equivalent of around $860 for every car and truck sold by the automaker during the quarter. Wall Street lost ground today amid concerns over the unrest in Egypt. The Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 166 points to close at 11,823. The Nasdaq was down 68 points. The S&P 500 dropped 23 points. You're listening to NPR. U.S. government investigators looking into last year's BP oil spill say they are now investigating whether a contractor may have mishandled evidence in that case. The head of the Bureau of Ocean Energy Management Regulation and Enforcement, Michael Bromwich, in a letter to U.S. representatives, said his investigators have questioned whether a worker from Transocean was at fault for not disclosing information in that case. At issue are tests performed on the well's blowout preventer that failed to stop millions of barrels of crude oil from spilling into the Gulf. An explosion at the BP well killed 12 workers. An American missionary was killed in northern Mexico by suspected drug traffickers who police believe tried to carjack the pickup truck she and her husband were driving. NPR's John Burdett has more.
59-year-old Nancy Davis died at a hospital in McAllen, Texas, after she was shot by gunmen on a rural highway about 70 miles south of the Texas border on Wednesday. Her husband, Sam, said he tried to run an illegal roadblock when armed men pursued them and opened fire. A bullet shattered the back window of the Davis's truck and struck his wife in the head. Mr. Davis says he raced to the border and drove against traffic across an international bridge to get his bleeding wife to a hospital, but it was too late. Police in Texas say the couple's late-model heavy-duty pickup is prized by drug traffickers. For more than 30 years, they helped to build churches in northeast Mexico, in an area now controlled by violent drug mafias. Their son said his parents had been chased by gunmen before. The U.S. State Department has warned travelers in this area to use extreme caution. John Burnett, NPR News.
Crude oil futures prices surged today, in part as a result of the rioting in Egypt and concerns that could push oil prices higher. Oil was up $3.70 a barrel, closing at $89.34 a barrel in New York. I'm Jack Speer, NPR News, in Washington. Support.